T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Lottery action pouring in from the House Oversight Committee hearing on the Commanders' workplace culture. Nikki Javala, I believe, was there, or certainly was covering it for the Washington Post. We're going to speak with her in just a minute. Right now, we're going to take a couple more calls. We got folks that have been on the line a while. Let's go to our guy, Radio. Radio, what's up, man?
This is fun. I'll tell you, I was completely wrong about what was going to happen, but I can tell you it's nothing but a garbage chute, man. This is just, it's an absolute waste of time to hear all that. Minus, I do think it's pretty big, though. I think people are sleeping. I think being subpoenaed is a pretty big step in showing how far they want to go with this. But Roger Goodell is a moron. Let's take it off Snyder. Roger Goodell is an absolute idiot. The biggest takeaway I took from it, and maybe I misread this, and maybe you heard it, but they said, the Madam Chairman said to him, if it's really about protecting the victims, we support that. Would you be willing to give us the findings of the Wilkinson statement, our findings, without giving the names of those people? And he still says it's protecting the victims. It's an absolute joke. And Roger Goodell, I actually think he had a shot to put it on Snyder more. I think, if anything, he took more of the heat off of Snyder, and he put it on himself. He looks like an absolute fool.
But that's his job, though, Radio. That's his job. His job is to protect the shield and protect himself. And I think ultimately what he said, that and Landfill is totally right. That's why they let it be an oral report. I don't have nothing to hand to you.
Thank you for the call, Radio. I don't think Goodell.
I mean, anybody who's seen like a mafia movie knows you don't write things down because, you know, the cops and the politicians and stuff can find things. If you're going to do something underhanded and scammy, possibly illegal, don't ever write it down. Don't speak on a phone about it. Don't do any of that.
Seriously. Let's go to Russ in Charlestown. What's up, Russ?
Hey, fellas. What's up? I was wondering, you know, where the email thing is, you know, with, you know, you got Gruden out of the league because of the racist stuff and emails that was on Allen and Server and Snyder, you know, hired Allen. Is that included in the investigation? And if so, them clown congressmen, B. Mitch had it right. They something else today, man. That should be brought up too, because I mean, that's important thing to try to improve our country with. What happens to George Floyd and all that, and exposing that kind of behavior, and then the rest of it, I think, is a deflection. Just like, oh well, we got the land down there in Woodbridge. Well, that deflected from the hearing going on that day. We changed. We're the commander's name now. And that deflects from the racist emails and the sexual harassment stuff. And they seem to, and it must be the lawyer team of Snyder deflecting and putting good things out when bad things happen. But I just wonder what y'all thought about the emails and stuff. I appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
Those things are still out there, and I think Congress would love to get their hands on it, but I don't think they're getting their hands on 100% of that ever.
Yeah, I mean, what should happen and what will happen are probably quite different, I think.
Totally.
And, you know, I think it starts with this subpoena, if they're ever able to actually implement it.
She said subpoenaed for a meeting next week.
Right.
That takes a lot of belief that you can accomplish that, that this person that you got information from said it takes 6 months to do. And now you're going to do it. So when you make those type of grand statements publicly, you're overstating how good you really are. Because I don't think nobody said when he was coming back, right?
Right.
So now this person, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to serve him. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, apparently I just got this sent to me about the subpoena. This is from somebody familiar with the workings of Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
For the subpoena, it takes a vote of the committee, and the committee's comprised of Democrats and Republicans. Presuming they could get all the Democrats to vote for the subpoena, it would then have to go to a House floor vote. And
you think that's going to happen in a week? So her making that grand statement was, in my opinion, was solely for her to promote and present herself as bigger than what she really is. Because if you don't control it 100% by yourself, you can't make that type of mindset. Because you don't know if everybody, hell, it may be a Democrat that looks to the point now and say, you know what, I ain't voting on this.
Sure. Let's go to Nick in Southern Maryland. What's up, Nick?
Hello. Yeah, hey. I like got a problem with B-Mitch talking about systemic racism in police departments.
You don't think it's something?
No.
You don't think it's none at all?
There is no systemic racism in police departments.
I think you're totally losing sight of what life really is then. It may not be in every police department, but it's damn sure in some police departments.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to our guy Jupe is in Gaithersburg. Jupe, what up, man?
Fellas, what's going on?
What up, Jupe?
Hey, man,
how you doing, man?
Today was nothing. I'm good. This today was nothing but a waste of time. I thought we was discussing about sexual harassment, a toxic workplace, and with the Washington Commanders, Redskins, football team, whatever you want to call them. This is a waste of time, man. You asking about why this reporter is being banned. That's got nothing to do with nothing. This is nothing but a joke. This is a waste of time today. Y'all guys would have been better off having the show asking JP anything day to day. Because it was nothing but a joke. And these are people that's in charge of my taxes and where my tax money is going. Like, come on, man. I get what the one guy was saying about the one that said he was a Cowboy fan on the staying on topic. I would understand what this whole meeting was about today. But they asking about a whole bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with what's going on with what that meeting was supposed to be about. And I felt bad for Roger Goodell. If I was never a manager, I would never understand how he's feeling. But as a manager, dealing when somebody messes up and you got to do your due diligence, you're getting asked all these questions about why this happened and whatever. I don't know. I can't be everywhere I'm supposed to. You know, I can't be everywhere at once. But I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to follow the protocols. I'm going to give you the information and what my findings are. And we'll proceed on with what's supposed to happen. But for him to take all these questions about stuff, you talking about Deflategate, how long that happened? Come on, man. Waste of time. That's all I got for y'all.
After listening to a lot of them ask him questions, as soon as he starts to talk, they start talking over him. If I'm anybody that's asked to come there, I wouldn't go. Don't ask me a question and then overtalk me. Because when you're doing that, you don't give a damn for the most part. I understand people not showing up. Because if you're not going to let me speak, then that's a problem.
Lot to react from today, man. What a crazy, crazy day. Let's go to Tailgate Ted. What's up, Ted?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
I don't know what I expected to come out of today, but not this. I mean, everyone's hit the nail on the head. It's just been a complete joke. I've gotten absolutely no work done today. I'm going to have to stay late now. It's the only good thing that came out of this is the NFL doesn't have competent people to redact a document. I don't understand how Roger Goodell doesn't know how that works, or if they can't trust their own people to redact a document to then give to Congress. And I get that there's no document, but that he doesn't think that that's actually possible is just a joke to me.
I think he was being coy right there, being coy. He understands what's going on. And to be honest with you, if you've watched anything in this country over the last 4, 5, 6 years, whether it's a debate or not, nobody stays on topic. They only talk about the topic that they come there to discuss. And it's obvious that today was about one side was presenting a certain thing and the other side was going to totally deflect. And that's what happened. I'm not surprised at how this thing went today, but I thought it was a little more asinine and funny than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I just these congressmen going to Deflategate and Dave Portnoy. I mean, it was
weird.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ted. Sorry.
I feel for Megan Imbert and all those women that have stood up that now people are turning this into a joke. That's what upsets me the most out of all of this, because it's not a joke to them.
Yeah.
And people are just making it out to be one. And so are all of these people at the hearing, just insulting it right back in their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, bud.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you, Ted.
All right,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.